Blog Talk Radio.
The daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. All up in your area, Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Let's get it popping. So tonight we're going to talk about what it's like. What it's like to make that appointment at the barbershop. Sitting that bitch all day because it's a Saturday. And, yo, everybody and their mom is getting their haircut that day. You had to wait behind little kids. You had to wait behind little kids that was getting their first haircut. Didn't want to keep their heads still. You know, come on now. You know, some kids, they hear that, those clippers buzzing, and they're like, no, come on, man. You got to chill. You got to calm little man down, man. You know, you got to calm little man down, or I'm going to have to go to the next person. Okay, all right, I got it. You holding his head. All right, fade him up on this side. Haircut never hurt nobody in life. He ain't even getting the shape up where there could be a little stink. You sat through all that shit. You sat through motherfuckers getting in that barber chair and you thinking that, all right, it took a while for the haircut to go. Oh, did I mention that the barber in the middle of that haircut, he tied the motherfucker, you know, the apron around the boy's neck with the little paper thing and all of that, and then went and ate. Oh, I'm the only one who ever been to ratchet-ass barbershops, disrespectful-ass barbers, prima donna-ass barbers that will sit you in the chair like you next. You're about to get this cut and be like, I'll be right back. That motherfucker don't come back till 20 minutes because he said he ordered his food and he wanted to eat it before it got cold. So he went in the back and ate while the dude sat in the chair for 20 minutes. And the boy that's in the chair didn't seem to have a problem with it. Like, I guess he knew what it was. Like, yeah, I'm just chill, you know. Like, he watching TV and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you in your chair steaming. Steaming. Because you got a date with this shorty tonight. You got a date with this shorty tonight, and you trying to have me. You going to this all-white party tonight, and you trying to have me. Your white is going to be different from everybody else's white. Because you going with this shorty. You've been wanting to get with her for a good long time. This is a good look. You know, you and her out on the town having a nice time and all of that. Hopefully, if it go right, you know, y'all go to IHOP or the Waffle House or whatever, whatever. Have a little fun, you know what I mean? You know, eat a little something more or whatever. Maybe go to the crib. She feeling nice, tipsy, and very accommodating. Take it back to the crib. You know what I mean? Or you go to her crib, you know what I'm saying? And you work out the Magnum condoms you got. Yeah. That's your plan. So you sat in the barbershop from 8 in the morning. 8 in the morning. Because you didn't have no appointment. You sat in that bitch from 8 in the morning, didn't get out of there till 4 in the afternoon. You did a bid. You did a day's work for a $30 haircut. So she could see you looking lined up and sharp. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you got your outfit together. Yeah, got that fly shit. Went and broke out the gaiters for this event. Yeah, okay, it's an all-white party. Everybody going to have on white, but they ain't going to have on the kind of whites you going to have on. You got that fly crushed linen. You got that fly crushed linen. They ain't ready for this. Listen, this is an all-white party, but they ain't ready for this shit that you got. You ready, homie? You are ready. Like, you got the crushed linen, the pants, you know, the tie-ons on. You know, like, you on some Hugh Hefner robe shit. You got the tie-on, crushed linen pants. Maybe gaucho style, maybe come all the way down. But you got the gaiters on. So you might want to go with the Muslim high water type, wide pants leg type shits. So everybody see them gaiters you got. Because you just got you a pair of new Maoris. You got a new pair of Maoris. You understand Maoris? I'm talking about you got 1500 on your feet right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got them new Maoris on. You like, yeah. Yeah. Got them new Maoris. You all skinned out. Oh, the rest of your outfit? Oh, yeah, the pants. The pants. You got on the Muslim high water, wide legs and all of that shit. But you know what else you got? Your top is like, it's like a cape. It's like a cape, but it's on some fly shit. Ain't nobody going to be able to deny this. Ain't nobody going to be, this linen you got? Oh, yeah. You went all out. Because when you pick up shorty, you want to make sure that this thing, that she understands. That she's dealing with a man of a certain stature. Mm-hmm. You did all of that.
$1,500 shoes, $500 belt, because that's gators too. Real shit. Mm-hmm. With the big buckle. That big cape type, you know, it's like a combination between like a cape and a long ass like not a sports jacket, but like damn near got an overcoat. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Your top was like a linen overcoat. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, you got the lab jacket on. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Doc. You about to do work. This all white party ain't never seen nothing like you. Yeah, my skin is black, but my outfit is white. My skin is black. outfit like $700. Man, you looking, woo! You, plus you done threw your jewels on. You done got them shines on and all of that, because you like, listen, I wouldn't normally go out like all of this. But listen, I've been wanting to get with this girl for a good minute. And I'm going to show out a little bit. I mean, this might not even be the first time that y'all went out. But it's the most significant time. It's the most significant time. Because the first date or couple of dates y'all went on, you know, those were like little test dates. And they went okay. But this one here is going to get you to finally be able to do the nasty. You're going to be able to do the nasty with this one. Hit it from the back. Pull her hair. Pull her hair. Yeah, who's your dad, babe? You know who's... Anyway, so you did all of that. Waited, did a whole day's work in the barbershop. Spent all this money on this outfit. Got your shines on and all of that kind of stuff. Got the car right. Went and, you know, got that detailed and all of that kind of stuff. So when you pull up to a crib, whether you going up to, you know, get her from out the crib or whether, you know, she coming out. Well, however it go. I ain't no judgment zone. But the bottom line is you did all of this. You spent all of this money. You was all hype and everything. You was ready to go. First of all, she's not having a good day because she tried to, you know, prepare herself for this thing also and all of that. And it wasn't going well. So number one, she wasn't able to get her hair done because that appointment just didn't go right. Number two, her little Red Riding Hood friend came to see her today. You ain't getting no ass today, dog. Mm-hmm. You know her little friend that come and visit her every 28 days? Oh, yeah. You ain't. Maybe if she's generous tonight. See, you don't even know this, though, yet. You don't know what kind of day she had. But you do know that when you went to go pick her up, she seemed to have a little bit of an attitude. You in a good mood, like, yeah. You done all this work. You ain't know that this chick be PMSing and all of that kind of shit. So, come to find out that, and this party is garbage. It was supposed to be one of these big all-white parties and all this kind of thing. I don't know if y'all have all-white parties in y'all respective neighborhoods. But in Philly, these all-white parties, all-black parties, you know, they do this shit. Anyway. So, yeah, you get to the all-white party. It's like, this thing was kind of a dud. Maybe the weather wasn't right that night. Maybe it snowed. Maybe it rained. It just wasn't one of those things where everybody came out and did their thing. And it's having an effect on your ability to really be able to have a good time and get comfortable. Plus, your shorty, she ain't acting right tonight. She might have wanted to get some dick tonight, and she realized it ain't going to happen. Maybe she might be down to, give off a little oral favor. You know what I mean? She might be ready to, She might be down to deal you out some oral favors. But she might not be. She might be the type that say, shit, if I ain't getting none, you ain't getting none. We ain't getting none, baby. I'm sorry, I'm not that kind of girl. Cause she ain't the kind of girl that would go and suck a man off. Ooh, girl, sorry, she's not your kind of girl. Cause if she ain't getting stuck, she ain't giving fuck about no one. You're so horny, but she don't give a fuck about you. You got $1,500 shoes and a $700 outfit, and you spent all day in that shop. It's not your, it's not your style. It's not the way that you carry yourself. Yo, homeboy, sorry. She's not that kind of girl. A waste of a haircut and a dress up. You spent all this money, child. You know, and I don't even mean to laugh because this is real life shit. It really is. You know, you done spent all of this money, all of this time, all of this mental and emotional energy, all to get shitted on. All to get shitted on. This chick is fronting. This whole event is fronting. It's a dud. It's a dud. This adds up to about a $3,000 fucking dud. For what? I should have just said, fuck it. Threw in a pair of sweatpants and took this chick to Denny's, IHOP, Friendly's, Rustler Steakhouse, Ponderosa, Sizzler, Applebee's, TGI Fridays. I could have... And this is from a male perspective. It happens to women, too. It happens to women, too. I don't know what it's like to sit all day up in a salon trying to get your hair right or to not really get your hair right. I've seen the results. Like, you spent 10 hours getting your hair braided for that shit? Shit, I could have twisted you up myself, and I don't even know how to do the shit. But I could have done that. I didn't know individuals came with frizz. Your shit looked like it's 3 weeks. 3 weeks old. What'd you do? Get your hair braided fresh and then go to sleep on it? Sorry, she's not that kind of girl. Cause she's not the kind of girl that would suck a man off. Oh boy, sorry, she's not that kind of girl. Cause you're the kind of man that's gonna have to handle things on his own. You're so pissed off. Cause she don't give a fuck about you.
Alright.
Man, listen. Listen, baby. Listen. We gonna drop this at the drop of a dime, baby. What's going on, Count J. Melendi, Favorita? Thanks for coming on through. Glad to see you and my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing. Max and chill and Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow, she about to turn it out. Stacey White, thanks for coming on through, right? I'm glad to see you, Winch Nye. And a Shirley Cheryl, the world's most precious, greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for coming through, girl. And my big sis, Robbie Ming, doing the thing, coming through. She's like a queen for a king. And she carries right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. What's good, y'all? What's hood, y'all? We going to get this concept understood, y'all. Cause
she don't give a fuck about you. Cause you've been jerked out before, but you know what it is. But this shit here just ain't the same. It's not the look, you're very handsome. It's not the style. All right.
I'm saying though, what y'all know? What you know? What do you know? What do you know about your car being in the shop all day? Because you got to make sure that you get your car out the shop, whether it's getting detailed, mechanical work, and all of that shit. What do you know? What do you know about the car not being ready until damn near it's time for you to go? What do you know? What do you know about being in the mechanic shop with your shit on? You dressed. What do y'all know about that? You've been calling him all day. Yo, the car gonna be ready? Yeah. Oh, we finishing up the one before you, but yours gonna be real fast. And you know what I mean? So you should be ready by about 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock. Yo, the joint ready? Can I come around and get it? All right, you can come around. You know, we just putting like this finishing touches on it. At 8 o'clock, you there with your shit on. You got dropped off. Somebody dropped you off because you told them your car was ready because they told you your car was ready. They dropped you off at the shop. You told them, yeah, go ahead. You know what I mean? I'm about to pick up my car and all of that. You go to the mechanic shop. It's dirty in there. You got on your fly shit, your soft shit. You got your shit on. All right, my car ready? All right, we almost done. Almost done? You told me 4 o'clock. I talked to you at 5. It's 8. I know. We ran into this and they had to go get the parts. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, he ain't back from the AutoZone. AutoZone don't close till 9 o'clock. He had to bring the thing. That we just got to put these. We just got to put the. You needed a master cylinder. You needed a master cylinder. You got your soft shit on. These oily ass dirty floors and shit. You looking at the bottom of your shoes like. You finally get your car. 9 o'clock. Yes. 9 o'clock. You finally get your car. And you realize them motherfuckers fixed this shit. He sat his dirty, nasty, Dickies wearing ass in your car and didn't put no mats. He didn't put the paper mats on the floor when he got in your car. You got oil, yo, you mad as shit. But you ain't got time to deal with all of that shit. You got to get to this thing. You got people you got to pick up and all of that kind of shit. Your night is already kind of fucked up. It is. It's kind of fucked up. And guess what? Your car ain't all the way fixed. You still got to bring it back the next day. They ain't fix everything, but you already told the person that dropped you off at the shop that they could go on. You ain't want to call them back like, yo, can you come back and get me? Because, you know, these cats ain't ready. And plus, you wanted to drive your car. The person who dropped you off, they might not have had a car as good as yours. You wanted to float in your shit. You got a Lincoln Mark 8. You got a Mark 8 Lincoln. You know you ready to coupe it in style. Like, this joint float. You know what I mean? I take it back to the day. I take it back to my granddaddy days with the Lincoln, the Continental. This is a Mark 8. This thing is floating. Y'all Lexus in it and Infinity in it and Cadillac in it. No, I'm Lincoln in it. Stinking Lincoln. A waste of a haircut and an outfit. A waste of a haircut and a dress up. An outfit is one thing, but when you done got dressed up for something, there's a certain expectation level that you have. And no matter what, you can't shake that off. You can't reconcile that. You can't make that be something less than what it is. You put time, effort, mental, and emotional energy into this. You mad. It ain't go right. It, leading up to it didn't go right. And you went to the party or whatever. That might have been a dud. Let's say you going to a concert and the headliner ain't show up. Or maybe you like the opener. You went there. Oh, I got it. By the way, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I got it. Check this out. You ready? Yo, Killer, you ready? You ready? You know somebody that's going to be on the show. They opening up for somebody famous. You've been supporting your people, your cousin, your homeboy, homegirl that you grew up with, whatever. And they've been singing, whatever they do. So they opening up. They are the opening act at this show. Listen, all right, let's take somebody. I like Lila James. Lila James is headline. It's the Lila James show. She going on last. But your peoples, they going on first. They going, and you know your people's going to kill it. You've been waiting for this date. Like, yo, Mark, they going to do this shit. This is what I've been waiting for. They finally going to get their chance. Oh, I ain't missing this shit. Oh, yeah, you think you ain't missing it. You ain't get out of that shot till 9 o'clock. Your peoples went on at 8:30, and you missed their ass. The one day when niggas was not on CP time, when niggas was not on CP time, when they decide to honor the time constraints of the venue, you, yo, I didn't really go to see Lila James. I went to go see my people. I wanted them to see me in this goddamn venue because I made sure that I got seats where they could see me seeing them. And I was going to be in there like, yes, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Yeah, yeah. Y'all killed that shit. You missed them coming to the stage. Hold up. You missed them before they went on. You missed them coming to the stage. You missed them, getting their accolades and shit and the picture taken and all of that shit. You missed all of that shit. You missed it. Trying to get your car out. You was late. It's not even your fault, but it don't matter. Waste of a haircut, a dress up, an outfit, everything. What y'all talking about? Y'all know what I'm saying? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Do y'all understand the level of disappointment that I'm talking about? You've been supporting this artist since, oh my God, y'all grew up together. You was the one that helped them get serious about pursuing this life. They was going to be singing to you. I want to give a shout out to my peoples in the front row. I want to give a shout out to my day ones. You know what I mean? Hey, what's going on, Carol? What's going on? Hey, Taki. Hey, what's going on, Robin? Hey, matter of fact, come on up on stage. Come on, I gotta bring them. They looked out. They was rocking. You heard it. They was rocking. But they looked out in the crowd, and you wasn't there. They figured you must be in the back. No, you ain't there. You're not there. I'm saying. I'm saying. TK Wright says, Stacey White says, that never happened to me. Okay, that's cool. TK Wright says, what you know about being excited for days and days to get some good, good, and then that day of, or that dad of, that day of, the other person is called in the... She also says, what you know about being in the salon all day for the new Tracee Ellis Ross hairdo, but you leave out looking like a cast member from 12 years. It's not the looks, you're very pretty, it's not the style. Shawhausen says, the haircut, the Miss Booty call, promised to go to heaven, and you wind up going to hell. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, here's one. Spend big bucks on a fresh outfit and kicks to go to the Chrysler gathering at Cedar Point. And the car breaks down halfway between Akron and Sandusky. Yeah, I've kind of been through that. I unfortunately can relate to that type of shit. Anything dealing with automotive problems, I can relate to. I've been through damn near every automotive mishap that could possibly happen, including accidents and all kinds of shit. Yeah. But when you prepare yourself to go out and have a good time, a nice time, whatever, you know, you want to finish that job. You want to go ahead and follow through. And sometimes you find out that tonight ain't your night to make you a woman. Sorry, Charlie. It's not going down for you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, my dog. No, my G. Sorry. Yeah. This shit happens. It definitely happens. So when these things happen, I mean, the thing about these little mishaps is that there's nothing you can do about it because it's not your fault in the first place. You did your part to try to make everything happen, to make everything come together. So as much as you might be cussing now and fussing now and complaining and blaming, When it really all comes down to it, you have to concede that today just wasn't your day. And, of course, you don't want to look at it that way. You don't want to look at it that way. And I don't blame you. But you got to eat that. And you're not going to like the taste of it. But you eating it. Yeah, you don't like that porridge. You don't like that porridge there, do you, little Red Riding Hood? No. I don't know what the fuck these bears are eating. Ew. Ew. But it happens. These are the days of our lives, baby. These are the days of our lives, baby. By the way, I want to let y'all know that tomorrow the show will be on at 1 o'clock. No, 11, between 11 and 12, not no 12, 1, the fully in the afternoon, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, that's when the Urban Therapy with Sun show will come on tomorrow on Saturday. Sunday, too. We doing away with the 11 o'clock thing. I can't do it. I've had changes in my life. because it's either 1 o'clock or it ain't gonna be nothing. Y'all choose. I've made my choice. I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay. Let me see. Robbie Ming says, went on a blind date. Went and got my hair done, anxious to meet him. Oof. I was held up at the beauty shop. Once I met him, I was so angry at the way he dressed. He was dressed. That's what I'm talking about. All day at the salon, huh? Looking all fly, light skin, green eyes, ready for the world. You know, I mean ready for the world, ready for the world. I'm talking about, it's like I'm lying. I'm talking about, girl tonight. I'm talking about, let me love you down, even if it takes all night. Let me love you down. Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you, Big Sis Robbie Rob. But that's the exact reason why I don't even consider blind dates. First of all, I don't like nobody hooking me up. That's number one. But you can best believe that I'm not going for the blind hookup. Like, nope. I understand that me and your taste might be the same, but it's not the same. It might look the same to other people, but I know what it really is. Shirley Sherrill says, going to the dentist and get your teeth all shiny and polished and go home and get in a fight and get a tooth knocked out. They knocked out your freshly polished, clean tooth with all of the plaque scraped up off of that thing? Well, that's most unfortunate now, isn't it? Carolyn says, bummer, I have to work both days. So that's good, because even if it was at 11 o'clock, you would have missed it, right? So, yeah, we... Listen, we got to do that 1 o'clock thing. We got to do the 1 o'clock. We got to do the 1 o'clock. Oh, Cheryl, as Robbie, was that the only thing that was wrong? And Rob said, no, Cheryl. I was dressed up and he wasn't. He wanted to go to dinner and a movie. He was going on a date. He had known that. So what was on his mind? I'm just saying. Shit is real out here, y'all. Shit is very real. Shit is real. You know? But these are the days of our lives, man. These are some of the things we just got dealt with. You know what I'm saying? Let's do these birthday shout-outs. It's Friday night. All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Shantae Holloway, turning 49 years old today. And J. Marie Moore, happy birthday to you. And also Grace Lagarde, turning 40 years old today. And Tony Whitmore, turning 49 years old today. And Robin Wilson, turning 52 years old today. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 1991, my man from down there in Columbia, South Carolina, Chris Mazik. He used to play football for the Penn State Nittany Lions, turning 50 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 25th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, check it out. Listen, yo, check this. There's some things that you can get really pissed off about, and then there's some things that just aren't really worth it. Yeah, you can go out, spend money, get your hair done, and all of that kind of stuff. Sometimes circumstances will just show you that, yeah, you got all dressed up with nowhere to go or dressed up for nothing. But it's not really for nothing. You still look good and you still understand what preparation is all about. And one day, just like other days, you know, those things will come into fruition. You never know. I don't want to get all mystical and spiritual and whatever other thing occult. But sometimes when you're prevented from doing something, when you have delays or something like that, you just never know. It could be the universe keeping you away from that accident that you were bound to get in, or from that shooting that happened, or whatever the case may be. You never know. I don't know. Maybe Hyperia came on to prevent you from getting burnt. You just never know. But what you do know is, you're sorry she's not that kind of girl, because she's not the kind of girl that will go and suck a man off. Oh, girl, she's sorry she's not that kind of girl. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been another installment of the Daily Go Getimism Show. And I hope that y'all enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. And it'll be the same on Sunday. So y'all have a great night. And I mean real good. If y'all going out tonight, because it is Friday and people do that, I really, really want y'all to be careful. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure that you wear your PPE. Mask up. Do whatever you have to do to make sure people ain't out there infecting you and making you all sick. Tell them niggas to stay out your face. They ain't got no mask. Tell them to stay out your face. Tell them to stay out your face anyway. You can't see my mouth through this mask. But through this mask, I'm doing this. I'm unimpressed. You better watch my eyes. Yeah, you don't know. They don't know. Sorry, she's not that kind of girl. She's not the kind of girl that'll suck a man off. Oh, baby. Sorry, she's not that kind of girl. She has no qualms about leaving the man on his own. Sorry. Oh, you're so pretty, sorry, kind of girl. Let me get you. Yeah. Hey, yo, Blog Talk. Let me get Blog Talk on the body as I...